You're listening to episode 16 of the FitsPro podcast, and in today's episode, we are diving deep into quarterly planning. I'm going to review my first quarter with you, what worked, what didn't work, and what I am planning on for quarter two. So if you are an entrepreneur, this is going to be especially helpful for you, or if you're someone who is just interested in planning and likes to plan. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. So I've literally never done quarterly planning before. I mean, I suppose I checked in every once in a while and compared where I was currently to different phases in the year and months just for fun. But I never actually took the time to plan in 90-day chunks, let alone in line with the year's quarters. So I'd also never been fully self-employed until May of 2018 when we left for our world travels. So what is now Annie Miller Concepts, but used to be Fit Design by Annie, was a side hustle. It was never my main focus. So certainly the plan was to always become self-employed, but quarterly planning was never on the menu. It was never part of the deal. I was just kind of building and hustling as much as I could with, you know, weekly planning and things like that. And let me tell you, quarterly planning should have been a part of all of that because it works. And today I'm going to go over how it works and show you how it worked for me specifically. So in November of 2018, I was super focused on gearing up for 2019, what would be my first full year of self-employment, right? So I wasn't self-employed until May of 2018. So for part of that year, I was still coaching cheer and training people in person. So 2019 will be my first fully self-employed year. So come December of 2018, as I entered my fifth year, really my third or fourth year of running a business, I gave quarterly planning a mean whirl. And I say mean because I went all in. I typically use Hillary Rushford's yearly review. I don't know what it's really called, but it's a planning thing and you review your whole year and then plan for your next year. And I absolutely love it. I will do it probably forever. I'm sure you'll see that Hillary is kind of my go-to entrepreneur for creating space, white space, and play in my business. She's kind of my emotional go-to girl, and that is still my absolute favorite workbook for reviewing my past year and emotionally preparing for my next year, the year that I'm heading into. But Amber McHugh's Fresh Start Workbook and Planner was the tits for planning my year in 90-day increments for 2019. It was scary, it was intimidating, and it was new, but it worked. Now, it didn't just magically work. I didn't take an hour to fill it out, and then after quarter one, I reached all my goals. In fact, I didn't reach all of my goals, but I absolutely killed some of them, and that's what today's podcast is all about: how to plan quarterly, what went well for me, and how I can improve for quarter two so that hopefully you can start using 90-day blocks or get better results if you already do quarterly or 90-block planning. So I loved using 30, 60, and 90-day periods so much that I used my own method, kind of a rendition of it, inside the Mastering Your Schedule portion of FitsPro Foundations. So let's dive into the logistics of that. First off, this quarterly planning guide, Amber's guide, had four different areas of goals. So this could be, you know, blogging, launching a product, growing a certain program. It could literally be anything pertaining to your business, anywhere you wanted to see growth, right? So then you'd break down that goal for each 30, 60, and 90-day tasks that needed to be completed in order to reach that goal. This is where I changed up the method. So four was way too many for my personality and goes against my practice of essentialism. And I'm talking about the goals. So for having goals in four areas for 90 days was just too much. I simply couldn't grow BBA to 100 people, grow my mailing list to a certain number via using Pinterest, launch a business course, and have 10K months all at once. I couldn't be working on all four of those at one time, not without hiring help anyway. It was too much to focus on, and after the first month, I realized I needed to only focus on two of these and go hard on two of these. Otherwise, I was splitting up my energy and making minimal progress with all of them, which again is like the exact opposite of essentialism. That is what essentialism teaches you not to do. So I made some changes there, and that brings me to my review point. So you have to revisit and review your plans. You absolutely have to. This keeps you focused and on track with your goals. It keeps them in the forefront of your mind if you're reviewing them often. And all of your daily tasks are built around, or should be built around, these goals, right? Like that's your focus for the quarter. That's what you should be working on. So she has you review each month. So at the end of the month, you review what worked, what didn't work, and you set new goals for your next month. Well, this is great. I needed to review more often than that. And I saw that after the first month. So I chose to review at the 15th of each month, so that middle mark, and revisited the workbook often throughout the month. I also made my yearly goals. So you obviously create, you know, your big goals that you want to reach by the end of the year. I put those goals on the background of my phone from the get-go on January 1st, which I think I will probably do forever, because I absolutely love it. I love seeing those every day. I love when I'm stressed and I look at my phone and I'm like, okay, these are the things I need to focus on. I can let go of anything else that is causing me stress right now. So with all of that, I did reach two of my goals, which is 10K months consistently and launching a business course, all while traveling the world and, you know, keeping my head on straight is another goal in there always. At my 60-day mark, I pretty much let go of the other two goals that I had in those four boxes and decided that I needed to bring on help for those other goals. So getting Built by Annie to 100 people and growing my mailing list via blog traffic from, or largely from Pinterest. That's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I have plans for the Built by Annie growth, so stay tuned for that. But I think it's so important to remember that your goals and plans need to have your 100% focus. And if they can't, if you can't give them that, you need to rethink, you know, let go of that goal or hire someone to help you reach that. So just some points I learned along the way, that I put too much in quarter one. Like I laid out too many goals. I can't have that many. It just wasn't realistic for me. I do best when I can put all of my energy into one thing at a time. So two goals per quarter is my max. That's plenty for me. It makes me feel accomplished and it's realistic for me to reach those. And I would suggest the same for you. That's just the practice of essentialism. Again, that's a huge basis for Fitzbro Foundations. And just even with my one-on-one clients, we go over that a lot. If you let them sit, this is another point. So if you let those goals sit and you don't revisit them, you will fail. And there is no point in taking the time to write out your quarterly plan and dream up your goals if you aren't going to consistently revisit those. And something cool that also happened is that I reached two of my annual goals by the end of my first quarter, and cannot honestly tell you that if I didn't do the quarterly planning that would have happened. Like, I don't know that those could have happened or that those would have happened in the first quarter if I didn't take the time to write out all of these plans. So I will absolutely make quarterly plans for as long as I have a business, especially now that I am fully employed. And I think that I would have grown quicker as a business owner, and realized a lot about myself earlier on if I had adopted this from day one, this form of planning. I seriously didn't even like realize quarterly planning was a thing in entrepreneurship until Paige brought it up to me, one of my friends, in November of 2018. So I have adopted it. I love it. I will continue to use it. As for quarter number two, I am sticking to my two goals and making it a priority to create and deliver systems to my interns so that they can help me reach my other annual goals. And this frees up space for me to focus on my quarterly goals that I have for myself and my business, and allows me to also learn to delegate and lead properly so that I can eventually hire more employees. And that was something that the quarterly planning also pushed me to do. So after I saw month after month that I wasn't able to work on some of these goals because I just didn't have the time and space to do so, that was a real wake-up call for me that, okay, I need help. If I want to get to where I want to go, it is time for me to bring other people on who believe in my vision, who trust me to help me get there. So that was something really cool that I took away from my first quarter of 2019 as well. Lastly, setting numerical goals is scary, like really scary. It's intimidating. This was my first time really setting revenue and profit goals. So trust me, I know how terrifying and full of doubt that can feel if you've never done that before, or if you have done it before, honestly. And giving yourself deadlines can be stressful, but it is such a great way to set the bar and get to work, right? Like, it lights a fire under your butt, so there's no more procrastinating. There's no more just filling your time with busy work, with menial tasks that have very little impact on your business. So quarterly planning done right will expedite your ability to set and reach goals. I promise you that, and I truly believe that. So that wraps up my first experience with quarterly planning, what went well for me, what I plan to change moving forward. And I will link that workbook, Amber McHugh's workbook, in the show notes. If she still offers it, I don't actually know. But there are also tons of quarterly planners out there, you guys, for sale. I mean, you can get them at Target and Office Max and all sorts of, I'm sure, private, like, boutique-y sellers. I'd honestly opt for that if I was stateside and not living out of a backpack. So Amber's was, I had to pay for it. I think it was like $37, but you download it. And so mine was digital, but I love having my pen to paper. So if I was home, I would actually opt for finding a 90-day pen and paper planner that I liked and I thought would work for me. So I hope that was helpful or at least insightful. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please subscribe if you have not to the Fitzpro podcast. Throw up 5 stars, leave a review. I know it takes a bit of time for you to do that, but like I always say, you guys are the true microphone of this show, and it is more appreciated than you ever know when you guys take the time to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for listening to the Fitzpro podcast.